1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. New allegations involving President Biden's son, Hunter. A career IRS investigator claims there has been interference in the investigation into possible tax crimes.
The attorney for the agent whose name is being withheld until he gets whistleblower status does not name the target of the probe. But sources telling ABC News he's talking about Hunter Biden. The president's son, who says his name will be cleared, has been under investigation by the Justice Department since during the Trump administration. One front of the investigation involving his taxes, another involving whether he made a false statement on a gun purchasing form.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The lawyer for the IRS investigator says his client wants whistleblower protections to testify before Congress. Central Oklahoma hard hit by a series of confirmed tornadoes last night, one of them killing at least two people in the town of Cole, another twister hitting Shawnee. This is ABC News. Rising violence connected to motorcycle gangs. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
The image of Santa on a Harley leading a Christmas toy run is blurred by scenes of shootouts and ambushes.
This is a major problem,
says Steve Cook, a specialist in motorcycle gang investigations. Biker bars aren't the only backdrops for violence.
It's happening in public venues, highways, restaurants, bars.
Three members of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club were shot too fatally as they rode north out of Houston to attend the funeral of another gang member in Oklahoma. Soon afterward, another ambush-style shooting claimed the life of a motorcyclist south of that location. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And it's looking like the Oakland A's will be on the move. The Major League Baseball team signing an agreement to buy land in Las Vegas. It would be used for a new stadium with a retractable roof. The team president says they hope to be there for the 2027 season. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's former parole chief is charged with public corruption. John Tate II is now on the Racine City Council. He voted to create a new violence interruption coordinator position in Racine last summer. He took the newly created job himself last fall. Prosecutors say Tate acted in his own financial interest while working as a public official. He could spend up to 6 months in jail. The Wisconsin Senate has confirmed 27 more of Governor Evers' appointees. The Senate confirmed a few more appointees in March, but the new year started with 180 unconfirmed appointments. Many Democrats complain Republicans are slow rolling the confirmation process for purely political reasons. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138-122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And Dave from Mequon, we owe you an apology. Calvin, you looked it up, and what are the statistics for those 12,000 people that have been lost their lives thus far this year?
Yeah, so there has been 5,400 gun deaths from murder or homicide and 7,200 gun deaths by suicide.
So, Dave from Mequon, we stand corrected. But I will say in the interim, you know, death is death, man. You know, 12,000 people. The good thing is that 7,000 or so people who committed suicide didn't decide to take people with them. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, you say what, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I called in response to the challenge I got, and funny, the gentleman who challenged me, it's okay for his grandson to own so-called weapon of war, but he's a legal gun owner, and the First Amendment right gives that to legal gun owners. You know, I listen to you, Earl, and it blows my mind because Jim Jordan proved that Alvin Bragg, the DA, Democrat DA, doesn't hold people to consequences. The man that shot someone because of a basketball, I'm sure will be held accountable, and he'll be made an example of. But Alvin Bragg downplays felonies to misdemeanors over 60% of the time. So the mere fact that Jim Jordan tried to prove that, but your Democrat Party only cares about Donald Trump.
Hey, CJ. Did you not hear? Let me ask you a question, man, directed solely at you and nobody else in the audience. You're talking about who doesn't want to hold somebody accountable. The state legislature in Tennessee, maybe you didn't hear this, has decided to create legislation that will make it impossible to charge any gun manufacturers, any ammunition producers and any gun sellers. You can't sue them. You want to talk about Democrats not holding people accountable? What is that?
I don't think that the gun manufacturer pulled the trigger, did they, Earl?
It's not just a matter of them pulling a trigger.
Yeah,
that's,
it is.
That's the simplicity.
It is, and it's about time you realized it and the DAs around this country. We're tired of the guns being blamed. It's the idiots pulling the trigger who don't care about life. And your party's done a great job with that in every inner city in this country. And, yeah, there's stupid people all around the country, whether it's in city or out
of
the
city.
Since
I live in the central city and the carnage of murders and people being slaughtered is larger in central cities and people of color than anywhere else in the nation, you know, my question to you is, how do they get their hands on the guns?
They've destroyed the family structure.
Hey, CJ. Clearly, you weren't listening. You were running off at the mouth. How do they, the poor children in the central city, get their hands on the guns?
How do they get drugs? Probably because the parents aren't around and the father to slap them upside the head when they're 10 years old.
So CJ, hang on. It's because I'm gonna put Steven from Green Bay on the line with you. And let's see what Steven has to say about your thoughts. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts, man.
So my thoughts on this subject are this. First of all, I agree with the guy that I called in earlier. I forget his name, but from L.A.,
yeah.
That calling it gun control is not, is not the way to go about it. Anytime the government calls anything control, it doesn't go over with a lot of people, whether it's gun control or you know, or control over women with abortion, what have you. But I do agree that we do need some change in direction when it comes to guns. And this is what I've proposed in other shows. So before I propose my thing, I wanna point out to CJ's point when he says Democratic-run cities and large cities. Yesterday I was listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, and Crudy so eloquently pointed out that there are more deaths in Platteville, Wisconsin. Platteville, Wisconsin is actually the leading city in the state of Wisconsin for violent crime. It's not Milwaukee, it's not Green Bay, it's not Madison, it's not the three biggest cities in the state of Wisconsin. It's the little Platteville down in the southeast
corner
of Wisconsin.
Well, that can't be possible because CJ has just said, you know, it's in the central city, it's in Milwaukee, and but go ahead.
So this is what this is my perspective on the issue. We need better mental health care. A lot of these people that are doing this are mentally sick, and we need to do better with getting those people care, first of all. Secondly, when you have police officers that respond to the situation, I think, in my personal opinion, that every police department, depending on the size, should have at least one paid counselor on hand to deal with people that are mentally ill.
So Stephen, let me say this to you, man. You know, 350 million Americans, 440 million guns. Okay. So, you know, we can talk about gun control or whatever it is. How many more guns do we need in the society, man?
I don't think we need more guns per se.
Go ahead.
I don't think saying that, oh, well, we're just going to ban all these guns.
I didn't say anything about banning all the guns. But at some point in time, man, we've got to look at the fact that we've got more guns in this society than any other society on earth. And we only make up 4% of the global population. You don't see anything wrong with that, man? You don't see anything skewed about that?
I'm not entirely sure that the United States has more guns than anywhere else in the world. No, I believe Switzerland
yes. I'm talking about the fact that we only make up 4% of the population, man. The global population. Yeah. And the killings that take place in this nation from guns, there's no other nation anywhere near it. And we only make up 4% of the population. You don't think there's something askew with that, man?
I'm not saying that there's not an issue, Earl. And like, Tom from LA said, you know where I stand on this issue. I definitely think there needs to be improvement in this area. But I think there, on our side, we can't just say that it's all or nothing, because all or nothing is never going to work.
So I never once said all or nothing. Okay? Never once said all or nothing. But if we leave it at where we are now, we know what the outcome is going to continue to be. Until it's your child. Until it's your brother, until it's your sister, until it's your loved one. And then when that happens, then we all cry that there has to be something done. Until you are in the wrong place when some guy loses his thought process and he's got a gun and he goes nuts. We know that's...
Well, I'm gonna share something with you about this. I was in that place at that time. My stepdad actually... committed suicide right in front of me with a gun, with me and my little sister in the same apartment as him. So I have witnessed this firsthand. I have been personally impacted by this. And so this is an issue that does hit close to home to me. So don't think I'm calling in and I have no experience.
My heart goes out to you. I never once said you didn't have any experience. I said eventually all of us are going to have it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of waiting for it to happen, let's address it. Let's do something. Let's stop twiddling our thumbs.
I agree. We need to do something to address it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. We've got to go to a break. So, Tom... CJ, we'll continue on the other side. I got a lot of other stuff I want to talk about, but I'll finish it up with you guys. Thank you, Steve. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
All the good love, when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Want to feel better naturally? Native Roots Hemp of Green Bay is expanding into a new wellness restaurant using ancient remedies and food therapy in Luxembourg. Feel great again with the new pharmacy market and eatery. Visit nativerootshemp.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 56. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. Partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 54. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about, again, we're continuing the conversation about just the continued carnage that's taking place in this country and what the solutions are. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Dave, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. I'd like to raise an issue I don't hear talked about. Let's look at the Second Amendment. It's one sentence. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So the Second Amendment people, the gun advocates, who are armed with 400 million guns, view themselves as America's militia under the Second Amendment. What, you know, but is Earl, is this a well-regulated militia?
Oh, come on. You know
it's
not. Is
it well-regulated? So, Earl, if this militia that is armed with 400 million guns is not well-regulated, that militia is unconstitutional.
Dave?
Yeah?
Are you waiting for my response?
Do you agree? I mean, a well-regulated militia, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. Is our militia that is armed with 400 million guns well-regulated?
Well, I mean, clearly they're not well-regulated.
Okay, it's unconstitutional the way it's comprised. So we need heavy regulations to make this militia constitutional.
So hang on. Let's bring CJ on. CJ, you want to respond to Dave from Milwaukee?
Well, first, my thoughts and prayers to Stephen and all involved in that situation. Again, none of what he's talking about is going to solve the problem. The guns didn't pull the trigger. The gentleman that talked about mental health, yes, that should be kept an eye on. But people who have guns legally and responsibly, what is he talking about that's going to change that? My point is, again, Earl, and I know it hurts, but the mere fact is, play the witnesses that sat in front of Jim Jordan and that committee and play their stories and play what they want to be done.
So listen, because man. I don't care who sat in front of Jim Jordan. That's a few people. And as if Jim Jordan somehow has some credibility. He has none. Okay? Because he and others like him don't want to address the gun issue in this society. He may be somebody very important to you or somebody who has some credibility, but he has zero credibility to me and many others who've watched him and listened to him and know that he's nothing more than a caricature. That's what he is. So don't tell me that I'm supposed to look at Jim Jordan as if he somehow carries some weight. The truth of the matter is, the handful of the people who sit down and talk about the carnage of guns and their loved ones while Jim Jordan was running his so-called scam, I deal with and talk to people who live in the community where I live all the time. First-hand basis. Not through Jim Jordan or anybody else. And many of them all agree, too many guns in the society. People who've lost their loved ones that I've sat down and talked to. So it doesn't matter, CJ, you know, unfortunately, that you somehow think this is a Democratic-Republican thing. It's not. Because Democrats are being killed, Republicans are being killed. And it's not the way you think it is, solely about Democrats and Republicans. It's not. But that you don't have the capacity to understand something beyond that. You know, hammer, nail. That's it for you. You can't see it from any other perspective. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Dave, thank you. Tom, we got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
We would not care to wake up to the nightmare that's becoming real life. But when misled, who knows a person's mind can turn as cold as ice. Why do you keep on making us hear your song? Telling us how you're doing right from wrong. Cause if you really wanna hear our views, you haven't done nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. New allegations involving President Biden's son, Hunter. A career IRS investigator claims there has been interference in the investigation into possible tax crimes.
The attorney for the agent whose name is being withheld until he gets whistleblower status does not name the target of the probe, But sources telling ABC News he's talking about Hunter Biden. The president's son, who says his name will be cleared, has been under investigation by the Justice Department since during the Trump administration. One front of the investigation involving his taxes, another involving whether he made a false statement on a gun purchasing form.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. The lawyer for the IRS investigator says his client wants whistleblower protections to testify before Congress. Central Oklahoma hard hit by a series of confirmed tornadoes last night.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. However, if the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single-origin loose-leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialist at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavorings, candy, or sugar in its luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palate while knowing you are drinking something really healthy, too. Cultivate Taste on North Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Or go to CultivateTaste.com.
Experience the best of cannabis at Blue Bonnet Dispensary, the ultimate dispensary destination. Conveniently situated on the east side of Appleton, we offer legal Delta 9 THC products that eliminate the need to travel to Michigan. Enjoy free gifts with every purchase. Blue Bonnet Dispensary.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sing us a
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Listen, the Milwaukee Brewers will be back in town this weekend after a long West Coast road trip, hosting the Boston Red Sox this weekend, and then the Detroit Tigers early next week. So we've got two sets of two tickets for the Boston Red Sox on Friday, tomorrow's game, April 21st, 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then tomorrow we'll give away a set of two to the Detroit Tigers game. And why don't we do this, Calvin, why don't we give caller number five? Caller number five will inherit those tickets to the Brewer games. Call now. Let me, where is the subject? Where is it at? Here, what happened to it, man? I'm losing my composure. What did I do? It disappeared. Anyway, let's go to, okay, let's go here until I get back to, I lost the subject that I was going to talk about. I got to do better. Anyway, Summer Lee blasts GOP pro-starvation agenda as McCarthy plots food aid cuts. My family and I depended on food stamps. So do over 65,000 men, women, and children in this community I serve, said the Pennsylvania Democrat. So what are we looking to accomplish? House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reportedly set to unveil a proposal Monday morning that would slash federal food aid to millions of people as part of the Republicans' broader plan to avert a debt ceiling crisis of their own making. I don't know what we are to gain by, taking people at their lowest ebb and looking to hurt them, because it's personal. It's clearly personal when people are willing to do away or cut back on food stamps. It doesn't even register on the debt that this nation has. Doesn't even come close. It shouldn't even be an issue. But yet it is. Because Kevin McCarthy and Republicans seem to think that there's some issue. And people are getting something for free. And so we're willing to put these children and people in harm's way in this country. I have never been able to understand it. And yet, we can talk about the guns and all those kind of things, but we also need to talk about what's taking place with this. The outlines of McCarthy's proposal resembles legislation introduced last month by Representative Dusty Johnson, who suggested expanding SNAP work requirements for adults deemed able-bodied and without dependents. Specifically, Johnson's bill would impose the stringent requirement on such adults between 18 and 65. Now, I'm not opposed to people who are healthy and are receiving, SNAP benefits, as meager as they are. The SNAP benefits that people are getting, I can go back to food stamps 40 years ago. I remember what that used to be like and the abuse that took place. I shouldn't use the term abuse, but the misuse of those stamps that people got. And they were addressed and it was brought into order. because there were a lot of people who were taking advantage of food stamps, you know, 40 years ago, selling them. You know, they clearly, you know, I remember now going back 30 years, people getting $500 a month in food stamps 30 years ago. And $500 30 years ago in food stamps was an awful lot of money, and it was loosely regulated. They've gone all the way from that to somewhere around $120, $140 for a family monthly. And so I don't think that that's an issue. I don't think that's a major problem that needs to be cut out. You know, and that it's a major issue that needs to be addressed immediately as we talk about the budget. There's a lot of different other areas that I can count, you know, the road manufacturers and others that we can look at cutting maybe some costs. But, man, giving people SNAP benefits, as meager as they are, is not one of the areas. Why would we pick on the elderly? Why would we pick on children? I don't, it doesn't register with me. It's cruel. And it just shows again what we are faced with in this country, man. If you are, and I'm going to find this again, the subject that I wanted to talk about. So bear with me a second. You know, the fact that what is taking place in this country and across the world, that we do very little to address the poor people in this society. You know, I've never been poor, okay? So I don't know what that's like. Even from a family of 13 that my parents had, And we were never poor from the standpoint that we didn't have food, right? There was always food in the house. There was always something for us to eat. And anybody who sees me right now knows that I'm certainly not suffering for lack of sustenance. Okay. I mean, it's just not the case. But there are people who do. And so, when you look at what's happening and the fact that we pick out the least amongst us, the people who suffer the most amongst us, and let me put it this way. Most SNAP requirements already have work requirements. In a recent analysis, estimated that Johnson's bill would put 10 million people at risk of losing SNAP benefits. The think tank stressed that around 4 million children live in households that the legislation would impact. Now, 4 million children is an awful lot of people. Cut SNAP for families and kids while pushing tax cuts for billionaires is what is taking place. We're going to live in reality. Senate GOP among McCarthy's biggest believers. Think again that the best way to handle this is let's cut food stamps. McCarthy's plan will come weeks after millions of people across the U.S. saw their federal food aid cut, in some cases by hundreds of dollars per month, as emergency allotments for the COVID-19 pandemic has come to an end. I know it's hard for people to believe that there are children and elderly people who are hungry in this society. I know people who are hungry. I know people who don't get enough to eat. You know, maybe you don't know anybody like that, but I do. And I just think it's unconscionable that in our nation, we just can't seem to feel the pain of children who don't get enough to eat. How is it possible? Listen to this. According to the Punch Bowl, The broader debt ceiling plan that the House Republicans are considering would raise the limit until May 2024, setting up another dangerous standoff in the near future in exchange for either a cap on non-defense discretionary spending or a cap on overall discretionary spending after reducing it, back to 2022 levels. Such caps would require significant cuts to key federal education, health care, and housing programs. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development warned last month that the GOP's proposed spending cuts could affect the rental assistance for 640,000 families, make it impossible to stave off mass evictions. So what we're talking about here is the way Republicans are looking at the debt ceiling and are saying that the only way we're going to address this debt ceiling issue is if you cut, these federal support for education, healthcare, housing, food programs, and this would especially the rental subsidies, 640,000 families will be put out on the street. How is that at all acceptable? I mean, how is that at all? People who think of those thoughts, certainly in the states where they live, where these senators live and where these congresspeople live, there are people struggling every day. Every day. And you just somehow either are so tone deaf or you are so high above, you live so high above all of these people that you just don't give it any thought. And I'll tell you this, 45% of the poorest people and the people who are hungry live in rural areas. That may be an impossible thing to even imagine, because you would think in the rural areas, the farms are there and people grow their own food sources. And how can it possibly be that 43% of the hungry live in rural areas? It's because the rural areas used to have the private farms where families could, if they didn't have any money, they could live off of their own land. Wow, we're up against the break. Got to take a break. When we come back, I want to continue the subject. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Want to feel better naturally? Native Roots Hemp of Green Bay is expanding into a new wellness restaurant using ancient remedies and food therapy in Luxembourg. Feel great again with the new pharmacy market and eatery. Visit nativerootshemp.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks.
and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 56. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. Partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 54. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I finally found my article, Child Poverty in America. And this is from Save the Children. Early in 2020, it was estimated that almost 13 million children in America were living in poverty. Children who grow up in poverty are more likely to have certain underlying health conditions. The poorest children also tend to have the fewest learning materials at home and experience higher rates of learning loss, and child hunger is worse in rural America, where child poverty is more persistent. Rural poverty in America is an emergency. Your support today can help give, you know, a child growing up in poverty in America, a brighter future. I don't even know how it's possible. Listen to this. Nationwide, two-thirds of U.S. families are having difficulty making ends meet. Two-thirds. 42% of rural households are having serious financial problems. Families in Louisiana are hurting the most. The state ranks in the bottom five on difficulty of paying bills. Communities of color are also more likely to be affected by job loss. Now, listen to this. In Maryland, Hispanic and Black families are almost four times as likely to face hunger compared to white families. Hispanic families are similarly disadvantaged in New York, where 38% do not have enough food, compared to 11% of white families. In Washington, D.C., Black families are six times as likely to struggle paying bills as white families. Nationwide, 28% of Black households and 24% of Hispanic households that rent are behind on their payments, compared to 12% of white households. We talk about things that we can fix and things that we should fix. These are things that we can fix. The nation's poorest children are upwards of 15 times as likely as the wealthiest kids to be hungry. Children and families making less than $25,000 per year are four times as likely to lack internet for remote learning. The poorest households are twice as likely to have lost jobs or wages. You know, over and over and over, we read these statistics, and again, it's another one of those things that we should be able to fix as Americans. But we can't. We don't. you know, there's no reason whatsoever with all the food that we throw away in this country that we should be cutting SNAP benefits to the poorest people in this society. What's to be gained by that, Jim Jordan? And what's the guy's name, the speaker? It doesn't even matter. You know, I'm having a senior moment and forgetting Kevin McCarthy. The fact that you guys openly tout, you know, taking food out of children's mouths and the elderly's mouths, man, I don't understand that. I never will understand it. It breaks my heart. That's the game of politics, man, that is so evil and hateful. You know, one of the, you know, F-35 jets that, you know, we have is, you can take one less one of those and you'll be able to feed the poor for a year. So why would you not trade off one jet to make sure that these people have enough to eat, man? You know, there's something about dignity that people are missing in the society. And I've been around enough people. I've been around enough young people. I've been around enough poor people. I've been around enough wealthy people to draw my own conclusions. My own conclusions are, when you place values on all those other things, again, over people, something happens. We are less human. We are. We become less human, all of us. Man, we got to do something. We got to do better. Let's bring him on the line quickly. Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Thank you for taking my call. We'll make this quick. I really believe that a lot of this is just stereotypes, that these Republicans think that, oh, these people, all gotta do is just get a job, and that they're all sitting around watching TV and smoking pot or whatever they're doing, and they don't care. So they'll just take. And that's what these Republicans believe. I also believe that other companies, say like Walmart, who the company makes more money in profits than a lot of small countries' right. gross domestic product is. And they cannot pay their employees a livable wage that they wouldn't have to be on food stamps. But I think it's like 70% of like Walmart
yes.
Employees do take a some form
yeah,
of
they get food stamps.
Assistance.
Right. And health care assistance.
Right.
And those people
so
work almost full time.
To take a little bit less money and pay their people. They paid their people more, it would seriously boost this economy and people might buy more stuff from them.
So you know, Tom, how I know what you're saying is true? Because in my lifespan, when they paid people a livable wage, we didn't have those issues, right?
Right.
You know? There was a time when in this country, the corporations paid a livable wage. That's all we're asking, man, right? Get back to paying a livable wage, and then you won't have to worry about those things. And we need to be demanding that takes place, and then we can that we'll see an end to this child hunger and elderly people eating out of garbage cans, man, in America. Thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't
or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.